Rocky Mountain Power says its new study shows how rooftop solar customers are being subsidized by households that don't rely on solar panels. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
Solar advocates and Utah's electric power monopoly have been fighting for 2 years over net metering, basically what solar customers pay to remain part of the grid. The study's prompting Rocky Mountain Power to ask state regulators for permission to start charging new rooftop solar customers more.
We found that the average rooftop solar customer is being subsidized $400 per year.
Paul Murphy is a company spokesman.
And that over the next 20 years, if the system isn't changed, these subsidies will total $667 million, and those subsidies are being paid by other customers.
The Utah Public Service Commission is sure to ask ratepayers what they think and might even force the company to do an in-depth rate review. But environmental and business groups are already questioning the power company's math and predicting it will stymie solar's explosive growth in Utah. Ryan Evans is president of the Utah Solar Industries Association.
In our opinion, this new fee structure will significantly limit competition and free market principles that we believe Utah holds strong.
Evans says the power company's study doesn't count the air quality benefits of solar. The study also ignores the jobs that could be lost if solar investments slow. He says a similar fight over rooftop solar prompted Nevada voters to pass a ballot measure Tuesday that deregulates energy. Judy Faze, KUER News.